may even be eligible to buy your new Real ID online and avoid an SCDMV branch altogether. Gather all required documents now and buy your Real ID with Gold Star at any SCDMV office in the state. Make sure your ID will get you on an airplane or into a federal building before it's too late. Visit scdmvonline.com and make the switch today.
Back, welcome to the Road Rage. You want in, you can get in. 654-7627. Runner, when I wrote that tweet earlier, the one that's caught fire about the SEC, ACC, and even the Big 12 stepping up, three leagues with big balls telling two eunuch leagues to get out of their way. Let's go. I got this. Every single person in agreement, except I got this guy. I get Western Civil. And Western Civil is tweeting me and Keith Olbermann in response. And this guy writes, this guy actually wrote this. The SEC knows how to handle them unpaid laborers. Get them in the fields. Feed them in between practices. Let them wear a turnover chain for a few minutes when they do good. That's how you handle them. My response to that was, something I can't read. But then the players want to play. NIL is becoming law. The free one-time transfer is becoming law. Scholarships are being honored. Go whine your uninformed tale of woe someplace else. I'm just not going to take any of that crap. All right. I mean, save it. You know, these things are happening. The changes in college football are happening. Now, granted, they may have been governed by outside forces, but regardless, they're happening. They're happening. So in a real sense, the players are going to get many of their wishes. All right. And all they're asking for right now is conversation. The unionization actually was brought up like almost as an afterthought. You know, we want to have a voice, you know, someday have a union. Is that kind of thing. All right. So they're not even talking about now. So you conference commissioners can come out of the corners now. Stop hiding under the tables. They're actually not talking about right this minute. So right this minute, their list of demands really aren't demands at all. They're things that you should be doing and are already happening. Therefore, there is no impediment to football right now. None. Let's go. Delvin, how are you?
I'm doing great. Well, how you doing, man?
Good, Delvin. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I see the Pac-12 going to be voting tomorrow, but I'm like this. Let them go ahead and vote. They're not to play. You know how in the Big Ten not to play. You know, for years, Walt, you know how the AAC been saying they want to be part of the Power Five. I'll bring them in for you. Yeah. Hey, you know what? You're gonna build Power Five. You're gonna build Power Five conference this year. Conference USA. You're gonna build Power Five conference this year. You're gonna get some. You know the money that the Big Ten and Big Pac-12 get in the next championship playoff game. You're gonna get that money. How we think Big Ten and Pac-12 will do then? And then find out about that. Hey, we're gonna bring the AAC and the conference USA to get that Pac-12, get that playoff money. And Kevin Warren, he talking about this. Oh, he want to play football in the spring. He ain't gonna have no players to play in the spring because all the Ohio State players are gonna leave because you know they're gonna out because they're gonna want to play the NFL. And then when you gonna tell the Ohio State fans who said we had a chance to win the national championship, but no, our quarterback don't have to go to the NFL and most of our players because you want to play in the spring.
Right. And again, I think it's important that the people, you know, again, We don't need Big Brother, all right? The people who are the featured part of the games, the players are saying they want to play. So I don't give a rat's behind what Dan Woken thinks or anybody of his sort. I do not care what they think. The players are saying they want to play. So utilize all of the protocols possible, all the money at your disposal. Again, you know, I've heard it suggested, well, you know, maybe there's some financial issues with testing, et cetera. Well, you know what? That may be. That applies to the MAC. That applies to UConn. That does not apply to the Big Ten, where last year the dispersal money amongst the Big Ten teams was $55 million per team. $55 million.
Yeah, and another thing, they were talking about, like, playing the springtime. Well, they're going to do more damage than hell to anybody because you got to play in the springtime. That's 22 games. Then you got to play in the fall. So this 22 games wait about 7 to 8 months. They're going to do more damage to the players than COVID-19 is.
Right. Yeah, no, the springtime thing is just plain stupid. It does not consider the following year, the ramifications of the draft, the ramifications of star players leaving early. That's a non-starter. I don't understand anyone even bringing that up, quite honestly. That, to me, if a rookie commissioner is suggesting that, he needs to go sit down because he doesn't know what he's doing or talking about.
Yeah, I want to hear somebody asking that question. What you going to do, Commissioner, when players start out there next year because they want to play in the spring? How you going to make them play the springtime in the fall time? I want to hear him answer that question.
Yep, 100%, Delvin. Good job, Delvin. Thank you very much.
Thanks for my call, man.
Yep, well done, Delvin. Back to the phones. It is Gamecock Will and Daniel. You can get in 654-7627, 654-7627 if you want your voice to be heard. Gamecock Will. Will, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, Ball. How about you?
I'm good. I'm anticipating college football to begin in a few short weeks.
Let the legend break it down, Walt.
Okay. Go ahead, legend.
You got NBA basketball going on. You got hockey going on. You got baseball going on.
Soccer.
Then you got golf going on. You got racing going on. Then you got, I come home every weekend, and you got travel ball going on. I mean, you got 250,000 bikers at Sturgis right now. I mean, if they can do all this stuff, they can have college football. That's how I look at it. So I think they'll have fans in there if they're going to play because they got, like I say, the 250,000 people are down there at Sturgis with no mask on. So when I look at it, let the fans in. But the bottom line is, Walt, as usual, you're right. About the teams from the Texas and Oklahoma and all them wanting to come to SEC. I just read on 24/7 Sports that Texas and Oklahoma's wanting to join the SEC for a season. They got Arkansas jumping back to the east, and they got Texas and Oklahoma going to the west. Now,
look, you know this what? Is true. Again, I don't know if all of that can be done or not, but here's the thing. I'm all for it. All right, let's go. Let's play. Let those who don't want to play, don't. All right? Kevin Warren, take your ball and go home. Go play croquet in your backyard because that's all you're used for right now. You know, you need to grow up into the position because you're clearly not ready to be the Big Ten commissioner. You just aren't. You're a rookie, and you got in over your head, and you screwed up the whole thing. And now it's coming back at you. And again, if the Big Ten loses, I mean, it's just unthinkable the notion that the Big Ten could lose Ohio State to the SEC for a year. I mean, if you want to talk about total ownership, I mean, if that thing happens, honestly, if that happens, I would fire every official I could in the Big Ten. If somehow Ohio State winds up in the SEC for a year, I'm firing people.
I got a question now. Now, the schedule's already come out. If Texas and Oklahoma did join for a season, they have to rearrange the schedule, right? even though the schedule's already come out.
Yeah. No, again, I can't answer that. I can't answer that. I guess you'd have to redesign it. You know, just like the ACC redesigned it with Notre Dame. I mean, look, if we can't leave leagues to be able to recreate a schedule, then the powers that be running it are pretty incompetent anyway, right? Because a couple of us could sit down and reinvent the schedule in a few hours. You know, so I don't think that's an insurmountable barrier. You know, I just don't. So I don't care how it happens right now. I don't care whether it's two leagues, three leagues, some merger of leagues. All I care about is that we give it a go. And I think it's becoming increasingly obvious in the light of daytime on this Monday afternoon on August 10th that college football is going to be played.
Well, I'm the type of person, you know, if they play and they have to cancel the football season during half the season, at least they tried. I mean, you can't knock them for that. At least they tried. You
agree? That's right. Yes. Yeah. Look, I'm not saying that there aren't pitfalls or that perhaps at some point in the year you may have to change your plans. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is you all had good plans. Most of the schools involved and the leagues involved were executing the protocols necessary to get this season started. You told them it was going to happen. Players work in their whole lives for these moments. And you don't pull the rug out right now, right when you're going to get started, especially when you were up front 3 days ago telling us why this was a good thing. Make up your mind.
I mean, it's not affecting college. You're affecting the NFL draft, and you're affecting recruiting for high school, too. So, I mean, you got to look at all the things. So, but I got one more question. The Southern Conference, what they going to do? You're not going to hang up and listen.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I'm worried with one. I'm dealing with one thing at a time here. And the one thing at a time, the first thing I want is I want major college football to be played on the schedule that was already designed, because my assumption is you put some thought into that, the time frame, the preparation, everything else. All right, before the Big Ten went rogue and tried to act like they were the boss of everybody else, there was a plan in place. Unless you're going to have teams change leagues, execute the plan. And again, I think that there's a real likelihood. I think it's more likely today that the Big Ten acquiesces and backs down and it actually joins the it is back in. And again, I think that will suggest incompetence on the part of leadership. Oh, Daniel, how are you?
I'm doing good. Well, how are you doing?
My blood pressure is probably about 250 over 180, but I'm good otherwise.
Hey, it's a Monday, man. We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Hey,
Ramona,
should
my face be this bright red when I haven't been out in the sun?
Sure no.
Yeah, probably not. Okay, Daniel, sorry. Go ahead. What's going on?
Okay, I'm not going to ask you what X is going to join who and all this because nobody knows. I mean, I just want everybody to know there is an opportunity here if the Big Ten does not play football and the Pac-12 follows suit. I mean, if you realize this, just going by what folks on Twitter, you know, independent writers, non-biased writers are, you know, in unison about how we could actually, you know, put a nail in a coffin for the NCAA, basically. I think you mentioned that earlier today. And we could actually finally have a college football league, you know, for the players, you know, for the game, and for the fans, you know. I mean, this is an opportunity here based on poor leadership and commissioners getting on Twitter and worried about their ratings, how people perceive them. And,
yeah, Daniel, but look, Daniel, look, here's the thing. We have a sport that needs more leadership, not less leadership. All right, and if you're going to disband the NCAA, then you're going to have to replace it with something. There's always got to be some policing governing agency. Otherwise, you have the Wild Wild West. You have the old Southwest Conference, and you have SMU death penalties everywhere. I mean, unless you're just not going to police it at all. But you're always going to have some governing agency. And again, I think that the real issue in college athletics is you don't have a czar. You don't have somebody who can bring all sides together and force them to the table and look, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to have a unified approach to it. You don't have that guy. I mean, Mark Emmer is an empty suit. I don't know what the hell Mark Emmer does all day.
Yeah, right. And but that's kind of what I'm saying is that the FBS does not, the NCAA, to my knowledge, has nothing to say about the FBS, right? The bowl championship series, right? I mean, the issue is basically these commissioners are in charge of a money machine, and there is no governance from the NCAA. You see what I'm saying? The only thing the NCAA does with these teams is see if this player can play for that school, pretty much. But they don't, you know, they have no say-so in how these teams schedule one another. They have no say-so in anything. And I think you're getting to the point where you see more athletic directors and, you know, coaches and presidents have more things to say when you really have, like you mentioned, one governing body to decide, you know, who plays who, you know. I mean, it's unfortunate that the MAC cannot have a football season this year because, you know, financially they can't afford it. That's sad. But I think that we have an opportunity here to actually rewrite the governance of college football.
And,
I mean,
and Daniel, you know what I mean? By the way, do you know who's primarily responsible for the fact that the MAC isn't going to play college football this year? I mean, other than the virus as a person. The Big Ten is. The Big Ten pulled the rug out from under the whole MAC. They're the ones who play those teams. You know, every schedule, they're the ones who decided, you know what, we're going to pull the rug out from your whole league. They're more responsible for that than anybody. The Big Ten is suffering from rookie leadership. That's the problem right now. They got a guy in that position who may one day grow into a great commissioner. In fact, I have no doubt that he will. But he's like a freshman quarterback taking over for a power team who's just making way too many mistakes.
That's right. Well, you're absolutely right with this leadership. And you know, most of these writers that you mentioned and most of these people that are like, well, it's the player's safety. That's the issue. And why you want to risk everybody else on campus? Well, the thing is, like you said, and Trevor Lawrence said, that, you know, they're safe in the bubble. You know, I believe these coaches and schools can actually control these players a lot better than the MLB or the NBA. You know, I don't believe you see too many of the college students going to strip clubs and bars and all this.
Well, I don't know, Daniel, but I know this. I know the players are saying they're safer playing. That's what they're saying. If people actually just listen to what they're saying that we think we're safer playing. So, since you've planned it all and you've established protocols and you've all been working towards those goals, let's give it a go and see how it plays out. Daniel, I appreciate the call. I got to run. Thank you. Lines are completely jammed. All five lines are lit. The only one open is Daniel's. You can grab that. 654-7627. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Bring in the hammer today. We'll be back.
It's bow time. I'm Dylan Hart Jr. And since Bojangles is the only place to get the new tropical Mountain Dew Southern Shock, let's just say I intend on getting there first. It's bow time.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Every Thursday night, we do it right. It starts at 7 o'clock. The streets will be blocked at 5. We'll start setting up then. Then at 7 o'clock, we get started with a little jazz on the alley. These are just some of the artists you're going to hear right here, live and in person. You need to come on down, bring all of your friends, and of course, you've got guests in town. Treat them for a little night of jazz on the alley. 7 till 9, right here on the Ramcat Alley in downtown Seneca. It's a springtime and summer tradition. It's Jazz on the Alley, downtown Seneca, every Thursday night, 7 till 9. So grab your friends and come on down. We get started with live outside music and outside dining. It's fun for the whole family. It's absolutely free, and you need to be here in downtown Seneca for a little jazz.
Never miss a broadcast with the Roar app. Download it free from iTunes and Google Play. From the Roar.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
Walked up to the road rage. We are back. You want in? You may have to wait, but you can try. 654-7627, 654-7627. People energized, engaged, and I think very optimistic about the prospects of college football happening right now. Thomas. Oh, Ramona, I did it to Thomas. I did it to Thomas. Thomas, I'm not going to do anything. Thomas, call me right back. You were up first. Mea culpa, Thomas. I hit the wrong button. I disconnected you. I only do that like once a year now, but I think I did it before you went on vacation once, so maybe twice a year. Thomas, we're waiting, Thomas. Come on, Thomas. There are a bunch of people behind you. It's my fault, but you got to get right back in. Is this Thomas? Let me know if that's Thomas, Ramona, on line two. It's a host error. Host error. It's because my blood pressure is too high, Ramon. That's what I'm saying. My blood pressure is causing host error. Is that Thomas or somebody else? It is. All right, let me try hitting the right button. Thank you, Thomas. I apologize.
Hey, that's all right. How you doing, Walt?
Good, Thomas. Thank you for getting back in.
No problem. I just wanted to comment on this whole coronavirus thing. I just think this whole thing is ridiculous that we're even having to discuss this, because when they canceled the basketball tournament back in March, I asked someone, I said, what's more dangerous? At that point, 10 college students on the floor playing basketball or 400 people in a Lowe's walking around that are, most of them are over age of 40, walking around, not social distancing. And if you could do that, our Lowe's, I live in Greenwood, our Lowe's has been open the entire time. It's been packed. If people can walk around and buy stuff in Lowe's, why can't we play sports without fans? And it just, I think it's because the media has scared everybody into thinking that that this is just, and I'm not, and I'm sorry for anybody that has gotten COVID. I feel bad for it. But a 99.3 survival rate, and this is what we're worried about. And I just, well, I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, look, I think that there are other potential ramifications of this virus other than just death. You know, there are some studies that have found that young people have lingering heart issues or can, but there's a level of acceptable risk in everything we do as human beings, and you've got to determine for yourself what that risk is. You know, again, I'm not saying that players shouldn't be protected who opt out. Absolutely they should. And so if that's how they feel about it, they have concerns, they have pre-existing conditions, family members have pre-existing conditions, absolutely, that should be protected. But when the preponderance say we want to play, we understand the concerns, yep, but we think we're safer here, who are you to tell them no? You know what I mean? How do you know better than they know? Are you there?
Yeah.
Do you know what the protocol is? Do you know why players are saying that they think they're safer in the structure of a college football program under the direction of medical professionals than they would be back in their neighborhoods?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I don't understand. I honestly believe that you are safer. These kids are definitely safer on a college campus getting tested, being around each other than they are out in the community. And
They seem to think so.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's right. But I remember several years ago, you said, probably 7 years ago, you said they're coming for your football, and you're referring to the collisions and, you know, all the head injuries. Well, I think those people have now something else to come for football, and I think it's they want to make any excuse to not play college football, and I think it's the same kind of people that don't want to play is that are scared of everything, and they want to do anything not to have college football. And I believe, you know, they're coming for your football is, I think that's where we are right now, is what you were saying, just a different version of it.
I think there is something to it, Thomas. Good job, Thomas. Yeah. Excellent job. Thank you for your call. Thank you for participation. That's what we're talking about. It's Big Oz. Big Oz, what's going on, Big Oz?
Hey, Walt, I'm enjoying the energy of the show, man. I really appreciate
Thank you, Big
it.
Oz.
Yeah, so I just wanted to call in really quickly and make a comment about Brady Feeney. I actually worked with Brady Feeney's dad, and his name's Todd Feeney, and he was a tight end up at Michigan State, I believe in the mid to late 90s. So Brady comes from a football family. I've been following this kid since he was in middle school. Excellent athlete, wrestler, football player. I mean, just a peak of athletic health. And, you know, after being diagnosed, he still got some lingering effects. I was actually texting with his dad today about that. And I just wanted to kind of put it out there. This isn't a situation of, you know, super overbearing parents or, you know, over concerned for their child or anything like that. They're an athletic family. They know the risks that are involved. But just wishing them and Brady the best for the future here, because he had looked forward to playing college football at Indiana. You know, I followed his recruitment and his announcement, and just hoping for the best for those folks. But I just wanted to make those comments really quickly so everyone could keep those folks in their thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely.
And the best for football season this fall.
Absolutely, Big Us. It's well done. Yep, 100%. I mean, everybody – I think should be in support of that family, and where situations like that arise under in an attempt to have a college football season, those people need to be protected. They need to be protected and cared for, and that would be my expectation. So I hope that's the case.
Yeah,
that's
a good job. As a Clemson fan, I felt we've been super lucky to have so many asymptomatic and quick recoveries for our football team, but I certainly hope for the best for Brady as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Good job, Big Oz. Yeah. Yep, no disagreement with that at all. You hate to see anybody who is undergoing long-lasting negative effects from this virus. But again, there is an inherent uncertainty to it all. That's why you can't opt out. There's an inherent uncertainty. And for those who choose to opt out, that's great. They should have that right. That right should be protected. Every individual's circumstance is different. So I don't care if that's collegially, professionally, those individuals should have that right. This is the great unknown. There's no question about that. And there is an element, as we've always talked about acceptable risk. And you've got to determine what that is, especially under these circumstances. You know, and going way back to the basketball season and cancellations there, you feel like with each day that passes, we learn more. We don't have all the answers, but you feel like we learn more. And at some point, you have to learn to coexist with this virus until it's under control. And again, that may mean different things for different people. But from a broad picture, you've got to go on. People have to work. Your families have to be cared for. Life has to progress because it's not like we have a date where certainty occurs. You know, even vaccinations don't guarantee certain health. I don't know how these vaccinations will work compared to the effectiveness of the flu vaccines, but the last few years, the flu vaccines have been very ineffective because they've targeted the wrong strains. It's unclear to me how that will work in this regard. But the point is, to use a political cliche, you just can't keep kicking the can down the road because the road offers you no more certainty than the present. The destination down the road does not promise you more certainty than the present. It's still going to be an unknown. Therefore, at some point, we need to learn how to exist with the virus. And we're feeling our way forward. And we're feeling our way forward right now in sports. It's happening. Much as many of these negative ninnies might dislike it, you know, and again, every one of their articles reference what a sham and what a joke baseball is. And yet, here we are, Ramona. We'll have another night of baseball tonight. And tomorrow night, there'll be another night of baseball. And you know what? As those nights of baseball add up, at some point, you actually get to the playoffs. And this is what they're using as their evidence of why we can't continue. The inherent fail of baseball. Inherent fail of baseball, my A. We're a quarter of the way through the season. There's not a fail. I'm not hearing any word of cancellation of the baseball season. None. Except from you people. The same people. I swear, Ramona, my head's going to explode. But at the end, we're going to win. Scotty in Seneca. Scotty, how are you?
I'm doing good. I got a few good news and one bad news. Which one you want to hear?
I don't care, Scotty. You decide. It's your call.
Well, one of the few good news is the Atlanta Braves outfielder who opted out and then decided he's going to go back to the Braves.
Markakis.
The team let him in, and he hit a walk-off homer the first game.
That's right. That's right.
So that was
good. By the way, man also landed on the moon. I don't know if you saw that one, too.
Well, I don't know why they hit the ocean here. They did that 45 years ago. What was that supposed to prove?
Well, I mean, the Markakis story is a little bit of old news, too. We, you know, That was my point.
Well, his first game back, he hit a walk-off, so that was good.
He did, yeah, he did.
Second good news is all of baseball is less than 1% positive test. 10,000 tests. So that's good
See?
News.
There you go.
Now, I don't know what the numbers were with Bristol when they had the All-Star race, but they had over 20,000 spectators on that. And I didn't hear any mad virus outbreak or anything, but that's one sporting event that they did have 20,000 spectators at, and it seemed to go off without a hitch. So not only is sports coming back, it's coming back without a hitch in big time thing. My negative news is my LSU running back for the Redskins.
No, Darius Geis.
Washington team.
Yeah, Darius Geis, formerly of the Washington
and
team.
I'm looking at, you start out the year and all the other owners but Snyder pull a plug. They say they want nothing to do with it. Then you got the lawsuit, change the name. Then you've got 14 counts of sexual assault with the whole staff and everybody do with the Redskins. And now you got Geis. I don't know where you start. Well, I'm glad they cut him. I feel bad he's an LSU, but he needs to learn. You can't hit women. And there's no excuse for that. And I thought it was class act by Rivera or the team. They made two good moves in Washington in 10, 15 years. Rivera and cutting Geis.
You may be right. Yeah, you may be right. And there's no question you're right about Geis. Geis has to go, and there is no place for that. Absolutely none. It's just simple. Walk away. Walk away.
I mean, I'm sure I'll get another chance, but I like to see him sit out and think about what he did.
Yeah, you know what? You know, it's funny because I saw a lot of speculation on that the other day about, and a lot of people believe as you do, and I have seen that over and over and over again. I'm just not sure anyone's going to think that Darius Geis is worth it at this point. He may actually be done.
Like Baltimore Ravens running back?
Yeah. Yeah, but there you had somebody who was proven who had talent in Ray Rice.
Well, I just feel bad for Rivera. He's got to clean up after that elephant ate all the X-Lax. And where do you begin?
That's a good point. Yep. Yeah, you're 100% right. Rivera walked into a difficult situation and perhaps has found that it's way more difficult than he imagined. Scotty, I appreciate the call as always. Well done. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're taking a quick break. When we get back, it is Forrest, Joe, Stano, Marcel. I'm coming to all of you. You want to get in, 654-7627. And Joe has dropped. Like to hear some women today as well. Get on in, 654-7627.
Craft Stove Store and Patio. Your new look, it's all right here, you know.
The same furniture you've seen, it's so nice. You find it here at the right price.
See what value you can do. A brand new patio for you. Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Avoiding the carpool? With an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union, you can make it to every event in true Clemson style. With low rates and a variety of financing options, now is the time to apply. Not a Founders member? Not a problem. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and is the official credit union partner of the Clemson Tigers.
From day one, the Corner Butcher in Clemson's Patrick Square has delivered high-quality meats, chicken, seafood, and pork to their customers, along with a selection of fresh produce. They have what you and your family need. Locally owned and firmly planted in the community, the Corner Butcher invites you in today to find what you've been looking for. Briskets, fillets, strips, chicken, lamb, fish, and ground beef, plus fresh produce as well. A part of your community, the Corner Butcher in Patrick Square, Clemson.
You deserve a change of scenery. Relax on the ocean. Take a breath. What better place than North Myrtle Beach? The beach and area businesses are open while maintaining social distances. Thomas Beach Vacations has always maintained a high standard of cleanliness and hygiene and uses EPA-approved disinfecting products to keep you, your family, and their staff safe. Thomas Beach Vacations offers rental homes and condos, oceanfront properties, homes with pools, golf rentals, and more. Choose your perfect vacation rental at NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. Reservations arriving June through August are eligible for a 100% refund with a 3-day notice if you cancel for any reason. No questions asked. New reservations only. Some restrictions may apply. Go ahead. Get together with your family and friends. Visit NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com or call 866-249-2100. That's 866-249-2100 for special property discounts. Make this summer a memorable one.
All this month at George Coleman Ford, save big on a 2020 F-150 Super Crew. This beast has an MSRP of $45,135. George Coleman Ford has it priced just for you at $35,999 plus tax and tag. George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest, where they never tack on any hidden dealer fees. It's a steal of a deal on this 2020 F-150.
Includes $1,500 in total rebates. Offer good through August 31st.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And the way gum troubles down the drain.
The flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
We're having a party. Dancing to the music. Played by the DJ. On the radio. The Cokes are in the icebox, popcorn's on the table, me and my baby, we're out here on the floor, so mister.
Welcome to the Red Rage, we are back. We actually lost a few people during that break, so all six lines have been lit to this point of the show. You can actually get in right this moment. I have three open, which is rare. So get in, grab them, 654-767. I want some female persuasion feedback as well. So let's get in. Ladies, back to the phones. It is Forrest. Forrest, how are you?
I'm doing good. What about you?
Good, Forrest. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, thank you. I got two things. First off, I wanted to say, there's no chance that Dan Wolkin has ever been on a date with a girl. Absolutely no chance. That dude just lives a miserable life.
I'm not touching that. I'm not touching that. I had enough crap to worry about. I'm not touching that, Forrest, but I appreciate the notion.
And then the second thing is, I want to say, now college football programs, they kind of like hide their players, you know, and they kind of guide them on how to treat media. And there was an article about this that I read, and I just wanted to say it was on Tiger Illustrated. I don't remember who wrote it, but I just talked about how it's neat that we're getting to learn who Trevor really is and what kind of person he is, because you don't really get to know the college players like that anymore.
Yeah, well, again, I think And I think that he has really stepped out and once again demonstrated leadership. Whether you agree with everything he says or not, his leadership is beyond reproach. It's without question. He has demonstrated more leadership and more fortitude than any of these conference commissioners have. You know, which is from their standpoint sad, embarrassing that. You know, you're seeing 20-year-olds around the nation step up and speak their minds, which is great. and needed, quite honestly. And you know, at the end of this process, maybe the impetus needed to maintain the college football season. It may be a chief factor.
Yeah. Do you think, I mean, that's going to come off as dumb, but do you think NFL teams are going to take notice of this type of leadership? And
I don't think it hurts. I mean, there's nowhere to go from one. You know what I mean? I mean, you can't go higher than one, and he's already one. So he can't, there's nothing above that. It certainly doesn't hurt him. It just, again, lets people know who he is, and he's not done it in any way that would be viewed as a distraction. Quite the contrary. He's a guy who is lobbying to play football despite his status as the likely number one pick in the draft.
Okay. All right, Dan Wolkin, check out Hinge or Tinder or Bumble, maybe. Maybe that will help you out, Wolkin.
Thank you, Forrest. Forrest all over Dan Wolkin. That's too funny. Stano, Mike, Zeke, Marcel, Ramona. Ramona?
Yes?
I just did it again.
You hung up on somebody again?
I just did it again.
Okay.
I'm telling you, my blood pressure is out of sort.
Oh, yeah.
Stano, get back in. I'll put you right up, Stano. That's my bad, Stano. That's my fault. So it's host error. Again, I've done that like once in a year. Is that Stano on line one? I'll answer it myself. That's Stano, right? It is. Stano, welcome back, Stano. Mea culpa. My bad. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You having a high-stress day.
I am having a high stress day.
I'm gonna add a little levity if I can.
Good.
I got a text today on a way to test for coronavirus for adults who have drank adults' beverages. Okay. Two of the major symptoms are lack of taste and lack of smell. So you pour you a good Woodford Reserve or your favorite brand. If you can smell it, you have to wait there. If you take a swallow and you taste it, then you probably don't have coronavirus. And I've already tested twice today, and I'm okay.
That's funny. Well, we're glad you're healthy, Stano. And I like your testing method.
Pass that on to the general population for those who've been bad, and that might be a good at least first test.
I like it, Stano. In fact, at 7:01, I'm going to employ your testing procedure. See how it goes.
Good deal. All right, man. Thank you, Stano.
Thank you, Samir. Yeah, bro. At 7:01 today, I'm taking that test. As soon as I'm off air, I'm taking that test. I don't think I have any Woodward Reserve, but I may have some Maker's Mark. In fact, I'm pretty sure I do. So I'll just have to go with that. It is Mike, Zeke, and Marcel. Mike, how are you?
Walter. I'm doing well. Yourself? Not good today.
Good, Mike. Appreciate you getting in as always.
Yes, sir. Look here. I don't drink anymore. I used to enjoy an adult beverage. Get you a banana smoothie on the way home, Walt. Get you some vodka or tequila if you like either. Pour some in there, and I promise you, your blood pressure will go way down. I promise. Just a thought. Okay. Just a thought.
All right. Okay. All right. Banana smoothie and tequila.
Or vodka, either one. If you like them, I promise you, you'll love the drink. Okay, especially on a hot day. Okay, but anyway, one of your first callers today, I think his name was John. If I got his name wrong, I apologize. He was a really good caller, long-time listener, first-time caller. And in his conversation with you, he made the comment, he doesn't know why this is happening other than they, and he used the word they several times. If they can get away with this now, what else can they get away with further down the road?
8 years ago at about this time. It was an election year. I remember it well. I remember where I was when you talked about it. You came on the air and you opened with, and this was when the CTE thing was going on in the NFL. You whispered, you said, they are coming for your football. You talked about that.
Yep.
Later on in the show that day, as you talked about it, someone called and said, well, you know, they'll settle a lawsuit, blah, blah, blah. This will go away. You said, nay, nay, nay. They are still coming for your football. I don't know when the next shot will be fired. I don't know how long, how far down the road it is. But listen to me. I promise you, they are coming for your football. All right, here we are 8 years later in an election year. Maybe that's coincidence. I don't know. Who are they, Walt? And I don't ask that question facetiously. I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I just believe in it. But who are they?
They are the people who know better than those who participate what's best for them. They are the overseers of all things. They are the people who would outlaw large sugary drinks because they know what is best for you. You're no longer allowed in this country to determine what is in your own best interest. Rather, we have people who will dictate that. So it is that group of they. And I think there are a whole lot of them in that group of they. And my expectation is this will only get worse. And there's no doubt. We've just scratched the surface of their coming for your football. This is another example of it. But my expectation is this will continue to get worse.
I agree 100%. I've been around a while. Nobody cares how old I am, but I'll say this to cement my point. I'm old enough to draw Social Security. If I ever sign up, I'll be eligible for Medicaid in about 3 or 4 months. That'll give you some idea of my age. I firmly believe, from what I've seen over my lifetime, that this is going to get way worse before it gets better. If it ever does, and I've never seen anything like it in my life. I was listening to a quote-unquote science expert, a disease expert guy like Dr. Fauci and all these brilliant people who know better than I do last night, and he was having a discussion with an interviewer, and his response to everything the lady asked him was, pay attention to the science. Listen to the science. Listen to the science. There is a news app on your smartphone. It's put out by the CDC and the ever-present Johns Hopkins University. And if you look at the map, again, sponsored by the CDC and the experts at Johns Hopkins, if you look at the national map, this thing is either flattening out or going down in many portions of our country. They have on there what's called a 7-day rolling average. The 7-day rolling averages, as of today, cases are down 38%. I swear I looked at it twice to make sure I had it right. Now, the death rate's still going up a little bit, but common sense tells you if the infection rate goes down, eventually the death rate has to go down. Bottom line, at the end of the day, Walt, I'm a grown-ass man, and I ought to be asked, and you are, and everybody that wants college football should be asked, do you want to go to a game? Do you want us to play football? The players are saying they want to. Nick Saban's already come out with a couple of statements today, and his players backed him up. They're safer here than they are at home. Let us play. And I'm tired of it, Walt, but I love your show. Thank you, Mike, for bringing to the table today, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your call, as always. Always very thoughtful. Zeke, how are you?
I'll tell you what a show you got going. You know how to drink for COVID tested. You know how to make different drinks for your blood pressure. You got a great show going today, Walt. I'll tell you what. Tell you what, Walt, since March, when March Madness got canceled, you know, the positive is, my handicap has gone down. My golf game's gotten so much better. If they're going to cancel football, I guess that's a positive. I'm going to continue to lower my handicap, play a lot more golf. I'm stunned that this is where we are, Walt. I have no faith and confidence that we'll get college football this year. And it's because of the days that you're talking about that are making the decisions for us.
And it's a real shame. And here's my question for you, and I'm just going to throw this out there, and I'm going to hang up and listen. But it got me.
Well, again, Zeke, just to be clear, I'm very confident that we're going to play college football. I'm becoming increasingly more confident as every minute of this afternoon rolls by. I think that the SEC and others are making a stand. And at this hour, I think it's more likely that the Big Ten backs down from their original position than anything else.
If you're right, brother, I'm so happy. Joe's New York Pizza to you and your family on me. How'd that sound? That's how excited I'll be for some fun. And you know how I like some Joe's New York Pizza.
Yeah,
hey, but let me, here's the question. I'm going to hang up and get your thoughts. Let's say they do Kinston. If they can do that, Walt, what is next that they can do with college athletics? And where do you see this end up being? How bad could it get overall? I'm just going to hang up and get your thoughts. Thanks, Walt.
All right, Zeke, thank you. I can't answer that because my anticipation has been, still is, and I think all the signs today are pointing towards the fact that we are going to play college football. In fact, Alicia just sent me this from the female chancellor at Tennessee, Chancellor Plowman, who tweeted, "This afternoon I met with our football team and staff to have an open conversation about playing football this fall. At the end of our discussion, I asked if they wanted to play football. The answer was a resounding yes. Yes." People are asking the questions. Momentum is building to play college football. And by the way, just extrapolating that out a little bit and moving it the conversation to basketball, I fully anticipate that basketball is going to be played. You're not going to have a second year without an NCAA tournament. There'll be nothing to come back to. That's part of this issue. This part of this issue, and as Mike said, you know, there's some positive news on the numbers. I heard a medical professional the other day. Who said, "Do the right thing for 6 weeks, we'll drive it right into the ground." And I think people are waking to that message that masks aren't a bad thing. That we can do the right thing. So I expect more of that. Quick break. We'll be back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Attention all Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTA members. Did you know you're eligible to join Founders Federal Credit Union? Founders gives you the tools you need to manage and maintain your finances anytime, anywhere, so you can spend more time cheering your Clemson Tigers to victory. Not a member yet? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to apply for membership today. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and is the official credit union partner of the Clemson Tigers.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that...